Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She is a fantastic super friend of the show. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good. It's always good to talk to you. All right, first, let's start with Corey Coleman. Your thoughts on this injury and what will they do to replace him?
Well, so unfortunate, obviously, after what Corey went through last year with the broken hand. And I remember just how down he was last year. And I saw that same look on his face at his locker after the game. And you just knew that this was bad when you added it all up. So big blow to Corey, big blow to the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, they do have to find a way to make up for it. And I think it's going to kind of be by committee. They're not going to go out there and find some number one X receiver that's just, you know, sitting around waiting for work. It doesn't work that way. So I think they'll bring back Jordan Leslie, and then they need Rashard Higgins to come through with another performance like he had. They need to find out how they can get Kenny Britt on track, because that hasn't gone well so far. So lots of things they can do. They just have to get some of these guys up and running.
Mary Kay, before we get to Josh Gordon here, is this a situation where they should be looking to trade for somebody? It doesn't seem like something that this front office would be willing to do right now, part with a draft choice to bring in a wide receiver, unless they thought he could be a long-term player here.
Well, I think they would strongly consider it. I mean, this is obviously a front office that is not afraid to make a deal. And you saw that they acquired Jamie Collins last year. And certainly, I'm sure they're looking at every other NFL roster to see what they can do in terms of trades, not just at wide receiver, but other positions. They would part with a draft pick for a good player. They're willing to use those picks as assets to better the team now.
Should they? What do you think?
Sure. I think they should look around and see what they can find and see if anybody's willing to part with someone. But you have to find someone that's in a situation, you know, that it's not going well with their current team for whatever reason, and that person needs a change of scenery, or you believe in that receiver and they don't anymore. So you have to find those kind of unique situations, and I'm sure they're looking.
All right. Jeff asked about it. Josh Gordon, where are we with that? Is there any movement in that?
Well, I think, I mean, you guys, and I can't even remember if we talked about this last week or not, because I don't think I had written the story yet, but you may have seen that I talked to Tim Montgomery.
That was a great story.
Yeah, the Olympic sprinter that had been working out with Josh Gordon. Now, he tells me that Josh is due to get out on September 21st, and that Josh is very optimistic that he will be reinstated. But I actually kind of think that everyone needs to pump the brakes on that, because I don't get the feeling that the NFL will be ready to just, you know, take a guy out of rehab and throw him back into the league. They have to have some assurance that, you know, that he has a good aftercare plan, that he really has been clean and straight for all these months, and that it's going to stick and it's going to work, and that this isn't going to happen again. And a lot of times those things take a little bit of time. So I don't think it's going to be as easy as Tim, you know, may have sort of made it seem like it would be, you know, that all of a sudden, you know, he walks out of rehab on September 21st and September 22nd, he's putting on a Browns uniform.
Mary Kay,
I think it's going to be a process.
With that process in mind, is he in rehab now because it's like a final step in the process or the program, or was there some kind of a relapse that he felt he had to go back in right now? Or is he trying to, like, polish up the resume for the NFL? I was a little perplexed that he was in rehab right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of misinformation when it comes to the substance abuse policy, because, you know, people are not allowed to talk about it. There's big, hefty fines for people leaking information about it. So Tim Montgomery was of the understanding that Josh Gordon had been kind of instructed by the NFL to go back into rehab for 90 days, and that if he did everything that he was supposed to do, that he would have a very good chance of getting reinstated. I've really tried to talk to as many people as I could to figure out if this is true, and I have no indication whatsoever that this is how it's going down. Maybe it's going down like this, but I don't have any evidence that it is right now. There's nobody that's willing to say, yeah, you're on the right track with that. So, therefore, that's why I've been kind of trying to, you know, even in the Tim Montgomery story, pump the brakes a little bit and just say that they will take their time. The NFL will be judicious about this. They will leave no stone unturned in trying to find out if Josh Gordon is ready to come back into the NFL. And I don't think it's going to be as easy as some people might think.
Mary Kay, just curious your thoughts on Kenny Britt and the answers or lack of answers that Hugh Jackson gave about him yesterday in the press conference.
Well, you know what? I think without saying much about Kenny, he's trying to say everything. What he's trying to say is, obviously, this isn't going the way we need it to go yet, and he, like everyone else, needs to step up. He's not going to call Kenny Britt out. He kind of did that the first week when he said, you know, when he questioned whether or not he was going to be starting against Baltimore. So, you know, I think he pulled back this week so that he wasn't kind of calling out a veteran player in the media. I think he wants to kind of take care of that business behind closed doors a little bit more. But, of course, they need Kenny Britt to step up, and they need him to assimilate into the offense better than he's doing, and they need him to be that veteran presence out on the field for a rookie quarterback.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, some rumblings about Myles Garrett. Will he be on the field this week? What do you think?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. He's still in the walking boot, which, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that he can't play. But, you know, I just don't think this is the plan. I think the plan is to give him time to let that heal. And he even told us that the last time he talked to us, that, you know, he's not going to rush back. Well, I think 2 games out with a high ankle sprain would be rushing back, and they don't need to do that with him. He has a history of ankle and foot problems, and now he's got to get this taken care of and give it all the time that it needs.
Well, the good news is we're 10 minutes into this conversation, and we haven't talked about DeShone Kizer yet. So let's talk about DeShone Kizer. Your thoughts on the game Sunday, and, you know, is it growing pains? Is it lack of having guys around him? What do you think the situation is for him moving forward, and what perhaps do you think he learned on Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what. In my estimation, a young man who's suffering from a migraine in the middle of a football game, you know, that just isn't going to help matters when you're trying to play against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, he left the game, and then when you are out for as long as he was, you're not in the flow of the game. I mean, you haven't seen all those films that, you know, you see lying all over the place. You haven't seen anything on the iPad about what they're trying to do. You haven't seen the coverages. I mean, to come back out of the locker room and to try to go back in to the football game when the other team has made halftime adjustments and all of those sorts of things, that's incredibly tough. That would be hard for a veteran, let alone a rookie who was already struggling in the game. So I totally understand and agree with Hugh Jackson putting his starting quarterback back into the football game because that's what you do. If you get that medical clearance, you put your starter back in. But I just think that was a really difficult situation for DeShone to try to be successful in when he was already having a hard enough time with that defense.
Mary Kay, the first 2 games of the season, as soon as that schedule came out, you thought Pittsburgh at home, then at Baltimore. Those are 2 tough games. But then you immediately looked at the next 3. And at Indianapolis, home against Cincinnati and the Jets. These are 3 real winnable football games. I think that this is the critical point in this season for this team, because if they do well, we'll see what we get. If they don't do well here, I'm curious to see what would happen if things don't go well over the next 3.
Well, you know what? I think you also have to keep in mind, I agree with you 100%. I think that they should hope to win at least 2 of these games.
Agreed.
But you have to remember that, you know, when you looked at these games, you would have expected to have 2 of your best defenders on the field. Actually, in the beginning, you would have expected to have Joe Hayden, Myles Garrett, and Jamie Collins on the field. And now some of these games, you won't have any of those guys. So, you know, you have to keep that in mind. I'm sure all of those teams are circling these games in red on their calendar and saying, these are must-win games for us. So they're going to get their best shot from these teams. And you just have to hope that that DeShone can rebound from this game. And I think he will. He seems like a very mentally tough young man. And I think he will be able to rebound. And, you know, I think we're going to find out that the Baltimore Ravens have a very, very good defense. And that may have been one of the toughest games he'll play all year.
Hmm. What do you think about the pressure on Hugh Jackson to be offensive coordinator and head coach at the same time? And I know we've talked about it before, but I'm starting to hear rumblings from just folks now, like man, I don't know if he should be doing both jobs, blah, 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 blah. I heard that again this morning, even on the radio. What do you think about, what kind of pressure is on him to be able to do both jobs?
You know what? I have no problem with that whatsoever, because that's his area of expertise. That's his strength. That's what he does well. And he's got two really strong coordinators at the other positions. So if you've got, you know, a great defensive coordinator and a great special teams coordinator in Greg Williams and Chris Tabor, you don't have to worry about those things. So I have no problem with it whatsoever. It's not uncommon for the head coach to be your offensive coordinator and your play caller. And in this case, I think that's the right thing to do.
Mary Kay, what have you thought of the growth on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I think the growth is going to be better when you see one Myles Garrett out there rushing the passer. I think that's going to open things up for a lot of people, including, you know, you'll see Emmanuel Ogba maybe do a little bit better when Myles gets out there, and some of the other guys too. And, you know, I think that they have a lot of young, scrappy guys. I think people are going to really come to like this defense a lot. But, you know, they're not a full unit out there yet.
Mary Kay, thank you so much. We always appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you every Tuesday right here on 92.3 The Fan. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, make sure you read her every day in the Plain Dealer at Cleveland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.